my people. Seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I pray you're all doing well out there. I want to share a message with you that I feel many people miss, and it's very important. Today I want to talk about something that I believe is one of the greatest missing foundations in the lives of believers. Many people today want to serve our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. Many people want to teach. Many people want to preach. Many people want a ministry. They want influence. They want to lead others. But very few people first learn how to worship. This is the world we live in today. People want recognition. People want to be known. They want to be leaders, so they think. The modern religious world often teaches people how to work for our wonderful Creator before teaching them how to sit before Him. As a result, we have many workers, but few worshipers. Many activities, but little intimacy. Many ministries, but little transformation. Many sermons, but little holiness. The problem is not that people are serving. The problem is that many are trying to serve before they have learned worship. We look at the example of Yeshua, and Yeshua showed us proper order. The kingdom always has an order. When we reverse Yahweh's order, problems follow. When we follow Yahweh's order, blessing follows. This is one of the prime things I teach at this ministry, is about order and not taking things out of order. Whether it's on a relationship level with man and woman and our fellow families, or whether it's on a spiritual level, the pattern of the scripture is that there's an order to take place. The enemy will come in to try to disrupt this order. That's what he does. Fathers are no longer leaders of homes. Husbands are no longer leaders in the spiritual aspect of the home. The enemy has taking things out of order so much so where children are pretty much running the household, not the way it should be. From a spiritual sense, people worship the enemy more than they worship our Creator. We need to understand the patterns of Scripture if we want to get the fullest reward that our Creator promises us. Not only the heavenly kingdom that awaits us through the grace of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, but while we're here, the great rewards that we have, and one of them being how our Creator can use us. And He cannot use us if we're not following His order. Order matters. We look at the example of when Satan tempted Yeshua in the wilderness. He offered him the kingdom of the world. And it's very interesting how Yeshua responded. Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and Him only you shall serve. That's Matthew 4, verse 10. Notice the order. Listen to this, folks. Worship first. Service second. Not service first. Not ministry first. Not preaching first. Not leadership first, worship first, service second. Many believers reverse this order. They become busy doing things for Yahweh before learning how to spend time with Him. They become active before becoming intimate. They become public before becoming private. They become visible before becoming surrendered. This is dangerous because ministry can become a substitute for relationship. We need to remember the patterns of Scripture, and one of the most common patterns all the way from the beginning was order. and you had the spiritual battle going on, and it's continually going on today, like it says in Ephesians. There's an everlasting battle going on that's not seen, but it's taking place. This battle of spiritual worship, this battle of the spiritual side of things, the battle of everything comes down to our Creator wanting us to do things, but to do things in His order, and the enemy wanting us to do things, but do things out of our Creator's order. We look at this. The enemy wants us to have recognition before we have a relationship with our Creator. It's one of the greatest enemies in ministry to be seen. The flesh loves attention. The flesh loves recognition. The flesh loves applause. The flesh loves influence. The flesh loves being considered important. But true discipleship is different. The discipleship is not about being known. It's about knowing a wonderful Creator. One reason worship is so powerful is because it happens primarily in secret. No one sees it. No one applauds it. No one gives you credit for it. Nobody knows how long you spent in prayer. Nobody knows how long you spent seeking Yahweh. Only the Father sees. Yeshua says, "Your Father who sees in secret shall reward you." Your Father who sees in secret shall reward you. Reward you. That is where spiritual maturity begins. And you see all of the people in Scripture that Yeshua had a problem with, the Pharisees and the sages, they wanted the public recognition. But Yeshua, He went early in the morning when it wasn't crowded out and He prayed. You see the difference of what they desired. And you see how Yeshua rebuked them for taking things out of order. This is where spiritual maturity begins. Not on a platform, not behind a microphone, but in secret with a wonderful Creator. We look at Yeshua's example and His life. Thousands followed Him. Crowds sought Him. People wanted healing. People wanted miracles. People wanted answers. Yet Yeshua continuously withdrew to spend time with His Father. He continually tried to do things alone, not in a grandiose way where He had to be the center of attention. It says in Mark 1:35, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Yeshua got up and went out and made His way to a deserted place, and He was praying." You notice that? The miracles did not produce the prayer life. The prayer life produced the ministry. The secret place produced the public ministry. The worship produced the service. Many believers want to fruit without the root. But a wonderful Creator always starts with the root. Remember this. And when Satan attacks, he attacks not just the outside. He tries to destroy the root. But we must keep that root protected. We must keep that root strong. And keeping things in order is going to do that. Worship first. Now, many people think worship is singing. What actually is worship? Singing can be worship, but worship is much bigger. Worship is surrender. Worship is honor, and worship is devotion. It is declaring Yahweh's worth, giving Him the place He deserves in our lives. Again, the order of where He belongs in our lives. The true worship shall worship the Father in the Spirit and truth. John 4:23. So the truth worships, or the true worshipers, shall worship the Father in Spirit and truth. This is the order of our Creator. He did not say true singers, true musicians. He said the true worshipers. Worship is a lifestyle. The person can sing without worshiping. A person can worship without singing. Worship begins in the heart. We must separate, divide, accept, and produce things in the order that our Creator wants them to be done. When we take things out of order, I'll say it again, that's where we open up a door to the enemy. There are three levels of approaching our wonderful Creator. As I study Scripture, I see this progression. Number one, and we've been talking about this lately, is thanksgiving. Number two is praise. And number three is worship. Many believers try to jump directly into worship, but Scripture often shows a progression. Psalms 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise." Hallelujah. I'll read that again. Unless you're driving right now, just slow down a second and listen. If you're driving, don't do this. I want you to listen. But if you're not driving, just close your eyes and listen to that again. Psalms 100 verse 4. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise." Hallelujah. Notice this. Notice the order. Thanksgiving comes first. Why? Because thanksgiving changes our focus. Most people begin prayer focused on problems. Thanksgiving shifts our attention to our wonderful Creator's goodness. The power of thanksgiving. One of the greatest signs of a spiritual maturity is thanksgiving. Paul wrote in Ephesians 5 verse 20, "Giving thanks always for everything to our wonderful Creator, Yahweh the Father, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah." Hallelujah. Always. Not occasionally. Not only when things go well. Always. A thankful believer is a powerful believer. An ungrateful believer is often a miserable believer. Why? Because gratitude changes perspective. The thankful person sees blessings. The unthankful person only sees problems. I read a great book once called From Prison to Praise. And it was all about being thankful for everything that Yah puts in front of us. Things that we see as tragedies in life, we could be thankful for all things, knowing that our Creator sees the biggest picture. An example, you're driving and you're getting a little fender bender. To us, this seems like my day's messed up. Not going to be a good day. We have a choice to be upset or to be thankful. What in this situation will we have to be thankful about? Doesn't look good, doesn't sound good. But just what if we were right around the corner from a major head-on collision and this little fender bender stopped us from going there? See, we don't think or know the things that are about to happen, but our Creator knows. Sometimes he needs to stop us. Sometimes he needs to push us. But we need to be thankful in all things because he is in control. And if we learn to have a relationship with him, when we learn and trust that he knows better than we do. Yes, this little fender bender could have been the result of our not paying attention or something. But regardless, to learn to be thankful in all things goes so far against our human thinking or our wisdom or anything. But to keep the believer encouraged and strong, to win the final race, to be thankful in all things even when it seems so hard. The Creator knows our long-term plans for our life. So we should learn to be thankful. And remember, the thankful person sees the blessings in all things. And the unthankful person only sees problems. We struggle often to give thanks, and this is a major issue. Many times we fail to give thanks because we believe we deserve something. When we think we deserve something, gratitude disappears. When we realize everything comes from Yahweh's mercy, thankfulness grows. Think about your life. Do you earn salvation? No. Did you earn your next breath? No. Did you earn another day of life? No. Everything is truly a gift. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. When we truly understand this, thanksgiving becomes natural. Remember that, and let's look at the lesson of the 10 lepers, or lepers. Luke 17 tells us about 10 lepers who were healed. All 10 received an amazing miracle. This amazing miracle of healing. Now, when we get healed from something, we have the result of how we react to that. And in this story in Luke 17, only one returned. 9 receiving healing, 1 received something more. Yeshua said, "Get up and go, your faith has made you well." Luke 17:19. The grateful man experienced something deeper. This teaches an important principle. Gratitude opens the door to deeper intimacy. The thankful heart receives more than the demanding heart. Many believers spend their lives asking our Creator for more. Perhaps the Father's question is, have we thanked Him for what He has already done? In all areas of our lives, not only in the world, but in the home. Spiritual maturity begins at home. It is easy to thank our Creator in a congregation. It is hard to be thankful in our house. How often do we thank our spouse? How often do we thank our children? How often do we thank our parents? How often do we express appreciation? Many families suffer because gratitude has disappeared. A thankful home becomes a peaceful home. A thankful marriage becomes a strong marriage. A thankful believer becomes a joyful believer. So, thinking about this, yes, we want to be thankful to our Creator for all He's done for us, for all He gives us. When's the last time you told your spouse thank you? When's the last time you told your children thank you? And your friends thank you? I promise you, if you are truly a thankful person and not just saying words, but truly thankful for them, your life will be transformed. We have to understand, though, praise is different than thanksgiving. Thanksgiving thanks Yahweh for what He has done. Praise celebrates who He is. I thank our Creator for provision. I praise Him because He is faithful. I thank Him for protection. I praise Him because He is mighty. I thank Him for mercy. I praise Him because He is holy. Praise shifts our attention from gifts to the giver. Worship now goes even deeper than that. Worship is deeper than thanksgiving, deeper than praise. Worship is surrender. Romans 12:1 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to our Creator, which is your spiritual service. Worship ultimately means laying ourselves on the altar, saying, Father, my life belongs to You. My plans belong to You. My ministry belongs to You. My family belongs to You. My future belongs to You. That is worship. We have to trust our Creator with everything, including our lives. And the things that are closest to us, we have to trust Him. We look at the Torah that our Creator gave us, the first 5 books of the Scriptures, to show us and teach us how to live our lives. One thing missing in modern Christianity is the connection between worship and obedience. The Bible never separates them. Many people think worship is a song service, and the scriptures teach worship includes obedience. If I sing songs but refuse to obey our Creator's instructions, that is not true worship. Yeshua said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," in John 14:15. Obedience is worship. Keeping the Sabbath is worship. Walking in integrity is worship. Forgiving others is worship. Serving others is worship. Living set apart is worship. Do you get it, folks? Some people will say, that's bondage. You're under the law. You're under the, you got to follow a way instead of doing things what you want to do. See, the world will think that's bondage. Even many areas of Christianity will call it bondage. But being obedient to our Creator's guidelines and instruction is not bondage, it's freedom. Because I can't think of any way that is more proficient in worshiping our Creator than following His guidelines and instructions. That shows our trust, that shows our faith, that shows everything. Remember, Yeshua said, get up and go. What do you think would have happened to that relationship if the disciples didn't just drop everything and follow him? They didn't listen to him. They didn't obey him. They said, I'm not going to get up and go. Why should I listen to you? But this is what Christians often do when our Creator says, if you love me, keep my guidelines and instructions. And the scriptures tell us how to do that. Keep the Sabbath set apart. Keep these commandments. Not of only of morality that people follow, but he's given us a calendar, right? He says, keep these set apart days. How does it look to him, and how are we worshiping him when people will go celebrate Halloween, but they won't attempt to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread? How does that look? We think about this and think about the greatest form of worship being action to show our faith. Many believers are exhausted because they are performing instead of worshiping. Always doing, always striving, always working. They want to have ministries. All the Christians want to have all these ministries to do all these things and help all these people. But at the same time, they're not following our Creator, or shall I say, worshiping our Creator. They're never resting in our Creator's presence. You know, in the scriptures is a great example of Martha and Mary, and Martha had this problem. Mary chose something better. Mary chose the better part, as Yeshua even said. Mary sat and listened and worshipped. Before we can serve efficiently, we must learn to sit at the Master's feet. We must understand this. I want to challenge you, all that are listening here today. Before asking our Creator for anything each morning, start with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. Thank Him for your life, the gift of just getting up. I am so grateful as a health teacher to have understanding of how the body works. And understanding how the body works, and you think about this world today, I mean, not only is it a miraculous thing when you think about that we can drive all day long and with all the cars on the road and all the stuff going on and the distractions that we wouldn't get in a car accident. How many of you are thankful when you come home and you'll be like, wow, I made it through this mess? But when I wake up in the morning, I know how the body works. And I know between the polluted air we have and the lack of good quality food we have, I think it's amazing that people can wake up without a disease, without their organs failing. Eventually it happens. But the fact that it takes so long to happen, I'm thankful every day I can feel my fingers and my toes and just move them. We need to thank Him. Thank Him for life every day. Thank Him for salvation. And thank Him for the greatest gift He's given us, Yeshua. Thank Him for your family. Thank Him for another day. And then you can move into praise. Declare who He is. Then move into worship. All for yourself. Completely to Him. And only after that begins presenting your request, I believe many believers would hear our Creator more clearly if they spent less time presenting their wish list and more time worshiping. Remember the order. Worship first, service second. Relationship first, ministry second. Remember, it all has an order in the Scriptures. The pattern of Scripture is order. And being with our Creator first comes before working for Him. We first need to be with Him. When we get the order right, everything else begins to fall in place. I leave you with Matthew 4:10. You shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and Him only shall you serve. Remember, the enemy is trying to get you away from this and take things out of order. But we must keep things in order and study the Scriptures to know what the order of our Creator is, to get close to Him. This is why I do my best to look at the order on every single level, whatever it is, whether it's a relationship level with people, or more importantly, a relationship level with our Creator. I want to get as close to my wife and children as possible. That can only happen when I follow the order of creation. And I want to get as close to my Creator as possible. And that can only follow with the following the order of creation. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this blessed day. So thankful. It just helps you get through your life, is to be thankful. And hopefully now you have a better understanding of worship and what it means. And we could put our worship in the right order. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a blessed day today. Yah be with you all. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp. Are you looking for more than a Sunday service? At Cross Life Church, a new home church, people gather around God's Word, share life together, and experience authentic Christian fellowship. Our Sunday service begins at 10 a.m., where the worship is reverent, not entertainment. You'll hear the faithful exposition of Scripture, celebrate communion, and pray together. Throughout the week, we continue growing in grace through our Wednesday evening Bible study at 8 p.m. So whether you're new to the faith, searching for a church family, or just longing for deeper community, there's a place for you at Cross Life Church. Cross Life, a household of faith, centered on Christ, committed to His Word, caring for His people. For more information, call 772-341-8271. Thank you.